We have a queen. We have a queen bee. Still in this country, the monarchy is fighting for its life. Because, well, the queen has got this thing, that's the old lady thing. She does live forever. The queen is just there, boom, 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 boom. Queen, I live forever. Her mother, boom, boom, boom. Lives forever, never die. Queen Mother's amazing. She has artificial hips, artificial arms, bionic eye. She costs $6 million. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba. Paparazzi, 2,000 yards. Yes, so the queen's too severe. The queen's too and her glasses are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. She's becoming an owl. We now, one day her glasses will be bigger than her body. And she will light many fires. When the sun shines strong. Oh, it's so hot. Oh. And yes, and Diana died. Diana died, and everyone was thrown by this. And the audience goes very quiet when I talk about this. Boom! No, there's no big jokes about death, you know. She died, and everyone was thrown. I mean, I wasn't a big fan. I didn't really dislike her. I preferred Diana's route to the Queen's route, because the Queen's going... And Diana was slightly more... That's the tonality of their directions. Don't know what I'm talking about, but you know what I mean. You know exactly what I mean? No. Okay. But anyway, she died, and I think the death, it threw us because it was like a soap opera. Every day, front page news, Diana, Jodie Alfa, Diana, on a holiday, on another holiday, on a second holiday, on a 15th holiday, in a boat, on a boat, near a boat. and then dying in the middle of the night, you know, boom, in a bizarre kind of spy story type thing. And it was like something like The X-Files, which again is all over every episodes. I mean, I really like it. You see it, the front page, Scully Mulder, she's wearing no clothes, he's wearing some clothes. She's wearing very little clothes in a lot of photos, isn't she? Yes. I noticed the lack of clothing that started appearing around her. And she's sexy in that kind of very tight bob haircut type sexy way. Look, Mulder, don't you get... She keeps being skeptical, this is it. I don't believe that the Martians have taken over Kent. Well, they have, Scully, they have. They've been there for 6 years. They've always been there forever. We got a lot of files of it in the FBI. Haven't you read them? No, I'm a doctor. But imagine them, if that, you know, that goes on, that sort of series you expect to go on. Imagine an episode came out 2 a.m. on a Monday and they just killed off the characters and that was it, end of thing. And you go, what? I was watching that. So it's a kind of... I was watching that. We were following the story. And, you know, it's like some... It was a soap opera. And people said messages, you know, Tony Blair saying, coming on telly, and Bill Clinton, people saying, oh, we're sorry about this. The Queen said nothing, though. Nothing. Monday, nothing. Tuesday, Wednesday, nothing. Thursday, nothing. Friday, as if someone was just pushing her in front of a television camera. What? But I'm on holiday. Is it Christmas already? It's as if Charles was like, go on, get out there. But do I have to? I'm in Scotland at the moment. And the trouble is the Queen can't talk from her heart. We have developed a sensibility in the 1990s of people getting on telly and saying, look, I feel this, I think that's wrong, I think that's right, this is how I feel about it. And you try and talk from your heart, and people can sense it. But the Queen hasn't got that. She's got this 1950s thing of, I am very sorry about what has happened. Diana died, and it's all very sad. You know, and you just think, it's fluff, you know. I'd have more respect for her if she came out and said, look, Diana died, she was going in a different direction to me. We didn't get on very well, you know, but I didn't want her to die. I didn't want her to die. As long as she doesn't stay on the D too many times. I didn't want her to die. You know, I mean, if she just was honest and open about it, because we know they didn't get on, there must have been fights going on, but she won't say that. I'd also have more respect for the Queen if she said, I'm never going to resign, I'm going to stay here, because that's what she wants to, you know, I'm fucking holding on, I've super glued the crown on, I've strapped the legs in, I'm travelling with this throne attached now, so you... Fuck off, fuck off. She's not going to resign. She's going to stay there. You can see the look in her eyes and those big owl eyes. She's staying forever. The Queen's going for Queen Victoria's record. Queen Victoria was Queen for 20,000 years. And a long fucking chunk of time. And the Queen's there. So I'm not sure what's going to happen. Anyway.